Good morning. It's Thursday, October the 31st in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Are we ready to meet with Jesus today? Because he's ready to meet with us. Let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you, Jesus. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Then Moses Led the People Out of the Camp to Meet with God. The only thing that will have mattered. Our text today is Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 to 25. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, Go down and warn the people so they do not force their way through to see the Lord and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves or the Lord will break out against them. Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy. The Lord replied, Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There's so much going on in today's text, and yet there really is just one thing. Let's rehearse the scene. Thunder, lightning, thick clouds descending, loud trumpet blasting, billowing smoke, fiery furnace, mountain shaking violently. People trembling. So did you catch the one thing? Because of so many things going on, it can be easy to miss the one thing actually happening. The one thing is not only the most important thing, it is really the only thing. It's right there in verse 17. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. The one thing, meeting with God. The giving of the law on Mount Sinai can be described in many ways. And mostly, it is described as simply the Ten Commandments. But in its deepest and most important essence, it is something else altogether. A meeting with God. Years back, when we first started the New Room Conference, our team made a crucial decision. We decided our conference would not have a theme, that it would be about only one thing, meeting with God. Sure, we have speakers and music and snacks and breakouts just like other conferences, but the overarching, underlying, permeating point of everything we do would be meeting with God. We all agreed we could pull off the most amazing conference ever, but if we did not meet with God, it would have been for naught. At the same time, we could miss a lot of cues, provide FEMA-level rations, cut the light show and smoke machine, and if we met with God, no one would care about the rest. It would be all they remembered. Church can be this way. I sometimes wonder why we require so much amenity to meet with God. We have massive sound systems to simulate the thunder, all kinds of flashy lighting to simulate the lightning, and yes, we even have smoke machines to simulate the presence. I sometimes wonder if this masks the real absence of a true meeting with God. Don't hear me wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with loud music and lights and even smoke until there is. Consider the notion of having a quiet time or doing devotions. Do we conceive of these activities as a meeting with God? Or have they become just things we do every day, faithful habits, or worse, boxes we check? I wonder if some dimension of repentance might include waking up from our predictable devotional patterns and getting back to the core essence of what they are really all about, meeting with God. This is why I started doing the daily podcast audio version of the wake-up call. I wanted to take the written work as delivered in the email into the experience of a shared meeting with God together. That's why I started singing the hymn every day. Not because I think I can sing, but because it's just real. That's why I started offering the additional exhortation. It's flowing from the Spirit. It's not something I've pre-written or rehearsed. We here aren't going through motions. We are meeting with God. We're moving in response to the presence of the Lord. I know it may not be for everybody, but if you haven't tried it, I wish you would now. The podcast, it's available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, so forth. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. Maybe the invitation is to step away from the familiarity of the camp, that we might re-find that meeting. Might shaking off our coziness help us recover the sense of God's holiness? Let's give David the last word on the subject today. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? That's Psalm 42, 1 and 2. Let's pray for deliverance today. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from casual and even cozy religion and into face-to-face meetings with you. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Breathe awakening into me, Lord. I open myself to you with all I have. Meet with me, Lord Jesus. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. Do you see yourself as having a meeting with Jesus every day? Or are you just faithfully doing quiet time? See the difference? Are you staying with the movement of consecration in your life today? And how does today's encouragement build on that of yesterday? I'm wondering how you are receiving this and how you are responding. You know, sometimes you can do the very same thing from a different posture of heart and mind, and it be a completely different thing. I think you hear what I'm saying. I'm not trying to criticize you. Just wake you up, sleeper. Me too. Well, we're going to sing here in a minute. I love this hymn. I haven't sung it in a long time. It just came to me as the one for today. It's number 502 in our seedbed hymnal. It's called Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy. I've always known it as I Will Arise and Go to Jesus. Love it. You're going to love it too. If you know it or if you don't, you will. We'll sing it in just a minute. Got a quick story I wanted to tell you today, coming off of my trip out to Georgia with my dear friend Pete Cates in Savannah. He was telling me about being with his wife's grandson the other day, like this week. Yeah, maybe it was a couple of days ago. You remember when we were singing the song, Jesus Loves Me, that day. So Pete was taking his grandson to school, and so he turns on the wake-up call. And the little boy, as it came on, he said, "Hey, I know that voice," because I had met him at their house when I was in Savannah. And so he was interested to listen because, you know, he recognized my voice. Anyhow, we got to the song, Jesus Love Me, and he's like, "I know that song." And so they eagerly sang, you know, Jesus Loves Me, just like we all did. And then he was shocked, surprised, like there's verse 2 and verse 3 at the end of the song. He said, "I didn't know there were more verses to Jesus Loves Me." He said, "We've got to learn those too." And boy, Pete said that just warmed his heart. And it did mine too. So that's sowing, my friends. That's sowing. And I hear good stories like this all the time of parents taking their kids to school, listening to the wake-up call, and it's just quietly sowing the seed of Jesus. Well, this meeting with God, that's what we're doing here, isn't it? Whether we're in our car or we're at home, we're together. And even though I'm doing this, you know, at a different time than you're doing it, there's a sense in which the Holy Spirit is making it all live. You know why? because we're meeting with the living God. That's what I love about the psalm. He says, when can I meet with God? My soul thirsts for God, he says, for the living God. And so even though we're like asynchronous, by the Holy Spirit, it's synced up. It's synchronous. We're meeting with the living God. I feel like, I know, I don't feel like I'm talking to you. We're singing together. We're praying together. We're hopefully laughing some together, maybe crying some together. But that's, and again, guys, this is not about like, I'm not saying you need to be more earnest or more intense or more demonstrative. That's not the point here. The point is just like shaking off the slumber. It's pushing aside the lethargy that so easily clings to our souls. And it does it through the form of familiarity and the motions. And it's just like you get in grooves and grooves become ruts. And so at the same time, there's real value to praying prayers like the prayer of consecration so that we're not getting caught up with words. The words can actually become engraved on our hearts, and then we can actually be praying them. And the prayer is not something between us and God. It's just like the seamlessness. It's helping us to relate, to connect. So I think you hear my heart on this. The main thing is, guys, we are meeting with God every day. He wants to meet with us, and not just in the morning. He's always on call. He's always ready. Let's sing. I love this hymn, 502, Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy, all four verses. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Come ye thirsty, come and welcome God's free bounty, glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings you nigh. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. That's amazing. That is unbelievable. This hymn was written in 1789. And I just love the movement from the verses to the personalizing of the chorus. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms. in this whole thing, if you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. And this notion of all the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. That's what the psalmist is saying. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. This is the precondition of meeting with God, is simple recognition of need, of thirst, of hunger, of a kind of holy desperation to know him. Well, that's what we're doing right now, and it's a pleasure, it's a privilege, it's an honor to be with you in this every single day. Thank you. Let's call it a pregame workout now, and we're ready for the field. We're ready to play the big game. It's Thursday. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.